One thing in life is certain. We are all getting older. We've all read recently that the senior population is growing and will continue to grow. So how can we ensure that the cost of their kupuna care stays within reason and that we maintain their quality of life? Tough questions. Dr. Kuhio Asam is the executive director of King Lunalilo Home. He is with us this morning to help answer some of them. Good morning, Kuhio.
Good morning and aloha. Aloha from the Kupuna at Lunalilo Home as well.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning. You know, a lot of us know of Lunalilo Home. We've had relatives that stayed there, or we're certainly aware of it as an Ali'i Trust. But can you tell us in general, for those who don't know, what it is and why it exists?
Oh, I'd be glad to, and thanks for asking. Lunalilo Home is what is called an ARCH, an Adult Residential Care Home. And in the spectrum of care for our kupuna, it sits somewhere between skilled nursing and assisted living. So we actually service those kupuna who really aren't able to fully independently live safely in their homes. And what we provide is that environment of support and monitoring in order that they can have a quality lifestyle, somewhat like the assisted living. With that, we can actually serve a number of people with a number of different needs.
So I guess when we think of the old saying, nothing is certain in life except death and taxes, we should probably add aging to that as well, because that is certain now.
It's certain, and isn't it wonderful? I mean, we consider our kupuna at Lunalilo Home as our treasures, and the place itself is their home.
Did you think when you were young that you would be working in an industry where older people were, where people were just living longer in general? We are in general living longer than previous generations.
It's amazing the number of people who, as they advance in their age, actually can become and are active and vibrant. And I think a lot of people forget about that. So it's wonderful to work in a place where there's an environment in which there's activities and spirited, healthy lifestyles. And that's what we do.
So it's not just about being alive. It's being alive and still living, I guess, maybe.
Oh, certainly. Not only living, but actually enjoying and being able to contribute as well. A number of programs that are in existence actually combine the younger generation with the older generation, and therefore there's intergenerational learning. And those are the wonderful things that we can actually celebrate.
How many, give us an idea of the size of the home. How many residents do you have right now? Are you full?
We are basically full most of the time. We have a capacity of 41 persons. Mm-hmm. We are licensed by the Department of Health, who actually come by twice a year to do surveys to assure that we are providing the quality of care. Mm-hmm. The 41 residents that we have enjoy different kinds of accommodations, from private rooms to shared rooms with or without bath. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a wonderful place. The history of Lunalilo Home goes back 130 years. Founded by King Lunalilo through his will, he left his funds in order to support Hawaiians who were financially needy, mm-hmm. And who required care. So today, we still offer subsidies for those Hawaiians who can't afford to be there. But what a lot of people don't know is that we actually have a number of persons of other ethnicities, non-Hawaiian, who are also there. And that truly makes a wonderful multicultural community, very similar to that which we all live in.
And you use the term ARCH, Adult Residential Care Home. Can you tell me a little more specifically what that means?
Sure. Almost self-explanatory in terms of adult, mm-hmm. residential care home. Most of the care homes in the islands, as you may know, are in the community, where there are 4 to 7 or so persons in a private home. Mm-hmm. Those are all arches, but we are one of those that are larger, which allows us to expand and give a lot more opportunities for the residents that we have.
And how does that fit into the overall continuum of care from the time a person, say, retires and then is unable to stay in their own home until ultimately passing away?
Sure. We talk about the vertical progression of potential care. And there are many seniors who actually live independently. So independent living is optimal. Then there's adult daycare for those who actually can still live in a home setting in the community, but maybe need a little bit more during the day. So Luna Lila Home actually offers a day
So you
program.
Have daycare programs?
Daycare program, 6:30 in the morning to 6:30 in the evening, two meals a day, activities, singing, all of those things. So those are for persons who can still stay in their home, but perhaps need a bit more monitoring. During the day.
Is there a limit to the number that you can accommodate in that program?
There is a limit, and we are full.
You're full.
But certainly things change on a weekly basis, so we welcome people to come in and find out more about our day program as well as our residential. To continue on the continuum, after persons are unable to live at home alone, then there's assisted living. And then adult residential care home, and then skilled nursing. So we're nestled right, as I mentioned, between assisted living and skilled nursing.
Can someone come tour the facility if they maybe are interested in having their parents stay there or they themselves eventually?
We would certainly welcome all people to come and visit us. There's so many people who travel up and down Luna Lila Home Road daily. But don't know
well-traveled road.
Well-traveled road, and we're actually nestled in the community on the slopes of Cocoa Head. So I would suggest that people go to our website, www.lunalilo.org. That's again, www.lunalilo.org. Take a look at what we have to offer. Give us a call, set up an appointment to come on in, and what you see in terms of the images on the website will be transformed to knowing the warmth and compassion that we have for our kupuna, our treasures.
I have been to your luau before, more than once. It's a wonderful place and a wonderful event.
It's a joyous, vivacious, active place. It's wonderful.
Now, on a more general level, what do you think people should know about preparing for their own senior years, or what would you like the general public to be left with this morning?
It's extremely important to start the conversation early in adult life regarding yourselves, as well as one approaches what we call kupuna stage. It's all too often we see those who are faced with having to make a decision at a time of crisis rather than having it planned. So start the conversation early, talk to your kids, talk to your spouse, your family, and make some plans.
Wise words from Dr. Kuhio Asem, Executive Director of the King Luna Lilo Home. Thank you for coming in today. Luna Lilo is a residential care home for the elderly established by the will of King Luna Lilo. You can find out more at hpr2.org.
Aloha and thank you.